And I'm not kidding you, that group of four turned into a group of 15, turned into a group of 20, and we were going around a circle, and it went from everything from Hank Aaron's record-breaking home run to Mark Burley's perfect game, and I'm just sitting here like getting goosebumps hearing these stories from all these operators. It was one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of.
Hello and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today we're visited by Kyle Harris, the account service manager for Daktronics. He's going to talk about baseball season, including his love for the sport, some bigger projects we've got going on, and how much fun the minor leagues are having. We're here with Kyle today. Kyle, how are you doing?
Hey, doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. So, Kyle, could you give us a little bit of a background as to kind of your role here at Daktronics and what you do?
Yeah, you bet. So I've been with DAC a little over 7 years now, started as a student admin, and then went into an internship, and then went into my account service manager role, which I'm in currently. Been there for a little over 6 years now, with a focus on the South Central region for us and live events and spectaculars. Which basically means our college and professional markets and casinos and spectacular projects down there.
With your current role, I hear you working with a lot of baseball teams, and it's the middle of baseball season, it's summer, it's warming up outside, thankfully. Any big projects you can tell us about or anything exciting going on in that world?
Yeah, this is the best time of year in my book. I love baseball, so always excited when opening day rolls around. But I would definitely say the biggest in South Central would be the Texas Rangers. Obviously, that's coming online. I know that... they've recently released information on that project, so we're really excited about that. And it was a big win for Daktronics, and it's huge to continue that partnership with the Rangers because we've had it for a long time.
Justin was actually down there for the media event for that.
Were you?
Yeah, they let me out. I got to hop on an airplane. I got to see our sales guy down there, Dan Feldheim, and we went over and saw the new construction of the stadium, which is great. It's right between the old stadium and the AT&T Stadium, Stadium.
It's impressive. You got the Texas Live down there, and you got the new ballpark coming online, so it'll be a hopping place here in a few months.
We actually hit up Texas Live for lunch when we were there. It was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, they have a similar facility in St. Louis, and they've seemed to become pretty popular across the nation.
Not to put you on the spot, Justin, but can you think of any fun facts for that Rangers stadium for the new displays?
New displays there. There's 9 new displays for more than 18,000 square feet and nearly 9 million LED lighting.
I was really hoping he didn't remember any of that.
No, fresh in my mind. I was ready to roll.
So you mentioned St. Louis, Kyle, and that's, I think, kind of where you're in your region, right, where you're based out of. And you're known at DAC for being a really huge baseball fan. But you are a Cardinals fan, though, right?
I am. Yeah, no, I was born and raised in St. Louis. And ironically, I technically don't cover Louis. My MLB teams are the Astros and Rangers. But with living down there, I've been spoiled in reality. My first baseball memories were Ozzie Smith doing backflips at short. Yeah. And then it evolved into Mark McGwire and that crazy home run race in the late 90s. And then Albert Pujols came online. So we've been in a couple World Series championships later. So I've been spoiled as a fan, and I think that's a huge part of why I love baseball and in all reality love working with my customers, which are the Astros and Rangers and the MLB side of things.
With you being a baseball fan growing up too, what are some of the things that you didn't realize maybe when you started seeing behind the scenes of baseball?
That's a big part behind the scenes. As a kid, you're walking in these stadiums and you get the big buggy eyes from the stadium lights and the stands and all the people, and you really don't know all the work that it takes in behind the scenes, whether it's video board related or concession related or ticket sales, whatever it may be. There's a lot of folks behind the scenes making the machine work. So
pretty easy to think, oh, all I got to do is show up and they play baseball in front of me and it's great and I can buy popcorn and peanuts.
Yeah. I always call the Daktronics curse is when you've worked here for a while and you go to a stadium, you can't help but go there, and I'll go with friends and say, oh, I bet that's a nice, 13-millimeter display up there. No, totally not. Just shut up and watch the game. Like, stop picking apart the displays no matter where you're at. So.
You don't even have to be in the stadium for that. It's just anything comes on TV, any sport, you're like, oh, that's a nice Daktronics system hanging there. Or, oh, that's a nice display over there.
But and to segue off the behind the scenes, what's funny is I didn't really understand what happened behind the scenes just in the video board side. There's a lot of things, even maybe the customer isn't aware of, that we're doing at DAC. Going into a season, the biggest thing is we talk about 100% uptime. When you look at baseball teams, they have 81 home games a year at least. So those systems are on a lot and functioning a lot. So there's a lot of behind the scenes work, planning, preseason checks that we go through on the DAC side to make sure that they're going to have a successful event.
You mentioned all the games they have, 81 a year. They usually do like 3-4 game homestands. Do they even turn off the display in between games?
Yeah, so it varies. There's a lot of factors that go into that. I find that the Astros and Rangers, for instance, tend to leave their systems on. But it really is just at the discretion of the operator and the facility. I've seen it go both ways.
Okay.
As a part of your role, you help out with more than just baseball. But would you say that compares to it? Because there's so many games, are you getting just a lot more phone calls, or kind of how does that affect your role at DAC?
Yeah, so I mean, you're definitely right. I mean, if football customers, your college, you got 6 to 7 home games a year, whereas football, there's a lot more. So in reality, once the season gets up and going, you're usually in pretty good shape. It's just, the prep that goes in about a month leading up to the season and then kind of that opening week, just make sure maybe they add a new functionality to their system through a new trigger and show control, or they're doing something new. 50-50 has been popular, especially in Texas, because that gambling got legalized a couple years ago. Yeah. So that was a big push to get that stuff integrated into their system. So in reality, once you get it up and running, that first week, you're usually in pretty good shape.
Okay, so you get it up and running, you're in good shape. What about all these other possible customers that are just getting theirs up and running? Are there any new installs that you've got up and running this year?
Yeah, so I mean, I already touched on the Rangers, and that'll come online next year. As far as this season, really, I would say the biggest thing was it didn't even involve a video display. It actually involved the content with the Houston Astros. So that we were able to collaborate internally with our creative services team, sales team, and account management team, and come together with the Astros and get an awesome content package put together for them. So we're really excited about that.
It's another one of those behind the scene things that you don't realize. Yeah. It's not just getting a video display and turning it on. There's got to be something nice on it.
A lot of to the casual fan that walks into the stadium, they may ask, "Oh wow, who makes that video board?" And you can say Daktronics, but really, behind the scenes, there's a lot more things that we're doing, creative and app engineers, and there's a lot of other facets to just a video display.
Right.
With the creative services package that you've been put together for the Astros, is it for the main video, ribbon, kind of all the displays together, or how do you even start that conversation?
Yeah, so it's all the displays. We focused a couple content pieces on their main board, and they actually tweeted out or Instagrammed on their account, I think it was about a month ago, of one of their players, and it said something along the lines, "Having fun in the big leagues," and it had our content in the background. So it was a really cool, really cool thing to see, and just knowing the teamwork that it took behind the scenes to make that happen.
So that was with the Astros?
Yep.
Does that happen often with other teams? You see them in your region that tweet stuff out like that or share stuff on social with our content or displays in the background?
Yeah, so I would say the Astros is, I see it frequently, but that's one this season I've seen. The media pub on the new ballpark for Rangers has been a big piece. But that's the first time I really, in the 6+ years I've been in this role, I was like, oh, that's actually kind of really cool.
Yeah.
Just knowing that you had involvement with that.
There's a lot of different things we've seen. So Justin and I help monitor social media for DAC. And when people tag us on there, and it can be, I think there's some even in baseball games. It seems like a lot more in baseball games last year where there's players sitting in the stands playing Fortnite, and there was always pictures of them sitting there with a controller and our video board in the background playing Fortnite on it. And then there was it last summer, the Kansas City Royals?
Was it a rain delay?
Remember, it was like there was a helicopter filming the Crown Vision, their main video board, and people were playing Mario Kart on it or something.
I remember seeing that.
Not quite our content, but I've seen posts of that. They're pretty funny.
Many different uses for the video display.
Aside from the different major league projects you have going on right now, what are some of the maybe minor league ballparks that you help out with too?
Yeah, so in the South Central region, we have quite a few minor league customers. I can kind of run down a quick list here, but the Oklahoma City Dodgers, Frisco Rough Riders, Round Rock Express, Memphis Redbirds, Northwest Arkansas Naturals, and then the San Antonio Missions, and a couple of others. But it's fun in the minor leagues because there's a lot of really cool things that minor league baseball does, and they're kind of the trial league before maybe a promotion or entertainment gets pushed to the majors. So they're always doing unique things and trying to find cool ways to either generate revenue or engage fans. So those customers are always fun to team up with.
I've seen some of them, they always pick a different mascot for one day of the year or something like that. How far away from that going to the major leagues do you think think we are.
Oh, man. Well, I think, I don't know of a different mascot, but you see these theme nights. I think Game of Thrones is huge. Right. So you see the Game of Thrones theme nights.
Yep.
I know the Cardinals had like a Grateful Dead theme night. You know, they just, it's kind of all over the board, but it's fun because you're, you know, with 81 home games a year, there's, you're thinking of unique ways to engage fans and keep them excited, you know, with things not only happening on the field, but off.
I think the Frisco Rough Riders you mentioned is probably one of the prime examples because they do also a lot of posting on Twitter of their, what was it, the T-Rex race where it's chasing after
the
you.
Fence board.
Yeah, the fence board. Yeah. And then there was the Pirates of the Caribbean racing against Johnny Depp's character and stuff.
Yeah. So.
They've done a really good job of engaging those displays. And actually, Garrett, who is their operator, is now over at the Astros. So it's been fun to work with him at both places.
So those are engaging things that are getting fans involved in the action and bringing them down onto the field and doing things like that. Are you seeing other trends in baseball entertainment that are coming through?
Yeah, so we touched on a little bit with Texas Live, but those entertainment venues popping up around baseball venues and other sporting facilities.
Right.
And then really the pixel pitches are getting finer and finer. So you're seeing, you know, whether it's a display above a bar in a stadium or maybe a concourse display. We were talking through some unique ideas with a customer putting a narrow pixel pitch display in the concourse to let the fans interact with the display itself. And then they would tie that into the entrance video that they have for the team because they were filming in a similar manner.
Okay.
So just kind of a unique way to have the fans engaged and feel a part of the team.
With displays going up a lot more than just inside the bowl, does that affect kind of your role as an ASM when you work with customers, or is it just kind of another piece of equipment to make sure that there's coverage for?
From my perspective, you just got to know the equipment. You got to learn the specs of it, the ins and outs of the new equipment that we're rolling out. But in reality, as you're adding these narrow pixel pitch displays, that means that the venue is probably being used for other areas. You know, you think of a baseball stadium, they used to just play baseball games there. That's not the case. They're having weddings. They're hosting other events. So really, these venues are kind of all year-round type venues now.
That reminds me, I think I mentioned on a previous podcast, but it was the Milwaukee Brewers when they were back here for a user group training, three, 4 years ago. They mentioned that they did family movie night where people would camp out in the outfield and they put a movie on the main video board and watch out. What are some of the different ways you've seen these off-season events? You mentioned weddings. Has there been anything crazy that you've seen, or are they mainly concerts and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, the stadiums are hosting concerts. A lot of times the content or the display, what's on the display is usually just a logo of whoever's playing that night. A wedding, or maybe they're hosting a prime advertise, you know, one of their prime sponsors, whether it be a Coca-Cola or something like that. So they're gonna make sure they brand the stadium correctly when they come into the venue, which is awesome.
Teams are using their displays in a lot of different ways, the movie nights and things like that. I've even heard of teams opening up the stadium and letting fans in during away games in the playoffs. Do you think they try to do that just to get extra excitement around it, or are they going to try and do that for cross sport? Say the basketball team's still in the playoffs, they're going to open up the baseball stadium and show them the basketball game if it's an away game too.
Yeah, I love the idea. I think it's a great idea. What I found, especially about Busch Stadium in St. Louis, it's the heartbeat of downtown. When baseball's happening, the dynamics of the city change, whether they're on the road or not, and people like to be, they gravitate to the stadium. So if you're in the playoffs and it's a big game, of course, I see the, you know, more and more stadiums open up the arena. It creates that game day atmosphere in a sense. And with the dynamic video displays that we provide nowadays, it is an experience in and of itself.
So let's stick with St. Louis. Have you seen them open up their baseball stadium for the hockey team when they're in the playoffs?
I haven't. We have Ballpark Village right across the street.
Okay,
so they've utilized that for that. The road games for the Blues. And you know, maybe Enterprise would venture to do that with the Blues on the road at some point. But I think there's a lot of other scheduling, you know, conflicts that could pull into that. But Ballpark Village is a great atmosphere for road games, whether it be Cardinals or Blues or whoever else.
Prime reason people are using these entertainment districts around the stadiums, too.
Yeah.
I was going to bring it up because you touched on that earlier about developing things around a stadium, and it's these entertainment districts. I think Ballpark Village is a prime example.
Yeah, I think I think they're kind of leading the way, honestly. They got a couple towers going up, and it's becoming more than, you know, it is an entertainment district. Now it's becoming a livability district. I don't know if that's the right word, but
livability. Justin will check that one.
Yeah, we'll Google it later.
But folks are living around the stadium.
Because there's a part of Ballpark Village, right, that looks like essentially the upper deck section of a stadium. Because, yeah. I've seen pictures of it where I think we have even have a ribbon board that goes in front of it. But
Yeah. So it overlooks into the stadium, and then we have displays inside and ribbon boards, and they'll engage the displays similar to if you're in the stadium. If there's a home run hit, the fog machine's going off and home runs getting plastered on the DAC board. So it's cool.
There's other places that are doing things like that too, like Mini Mile High out in Denver. It's a replica of the old Mile High Stadium, all to scale with a video display at one end and things like that. And that's not even the entertainment district. It's just an extra outdoor feature that goes along with the game day experience.
I could have probably asked you more about this at the beginning, Kyle. So your role as an ASM, you've mentioned that you worked with creative services, obviously equipment types of sales. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit more on what an ASM does? Do you get involved while there's a new project going on? Is it after a project's been agreed upon, then you come in? Maybe what is your role kind of in the whole process?
Yeah, so the account manager, account service manager, I kind of describe it as we act as the quarterback for the customer to DAC internally. So after we install a project, everything gets signed off on. We become that contact for the customer, whether it be, you know, a service related, maybe it's a service agreement or, there's some sort of proactive site visit we need to make or going into a baseball season, we need to take a different approach to cater to the needs of the stadium and the venue. We also work with creative services, applications engineers to sell control upgrades, content packages. I mean, we are involved pretty high level with the customer just to ensure that ultimately they're having the best experience they can with their Daktronics equipment.
Nice.
I was going to say that first season is probably the most important one, right? It's getting that brand new flashy toy, and you guys are essentially there to help make sure that it is going to perform as they pictured it when they envisioned the project in the first place.
Yeah, and a big part of that, not only making sure it performs, but, you know, what if something happens? We got to make sure that the folks that are on site kind of understand where they need to go for the resources, how they're going to get the quickest response for support, because ultimately we want 100% uptime. So what can we do to help them achieve that?
Do you find yourself on site a lot during these? So do you get to go to a lot of these different games?
Yeah, I do go to quite a bit. I love to hit opening days. I think it's important, for the Astros and Rangers, it's a chance to highlight their stadium and venue. And, you know, I still get butterflies for opening day, whether it's Busch Stadium or wherever, because it's the start of warm weather and baseball. Yeah. So it's fun.
So how close are you to throwing out a first pitch?
I'm not. I've joked around with some older contacts at the Frisco Rough Riders in the past, but
yeah, you didn't specify what.
We did have a
Dan Feldheim, a sales rep, has thrown out a pitch for the Astros. So that's I'll let him tell that. But that's a pretty funny story.
We'll have to get him up here and have him on a podcast to hear about it.
Yeah. Was it a good throw? Did you see it? Did he make it?
I think it was. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of maybe a little rainbow, but you know, it worked.
Former quarterback. He's got an arm. That's a good point. I want to know, what's your favorite story from a baseball game since you've been working at DAC, since you've gone and helped a customer? What's either the craziest thing you've seen, something funny that happened to you, any great story you've got about being at a baseball game?
Oh, I was trying to think about this before the podcast, and I...
Maybe something you're okay to share.
Well, I got a few stories, but I'd have to say... one that is home for me, the Cardinals. So in 2013, I got asked to tag along with our account service manager at the time with the region sales manager to Busch Stadium. And I had never been to a home opener. Growing up, I wasn't fortunate enough. My parents wouldn't say, hey, we're going to pull you out of school today.
Go to home opener.
My parents were like, you're going to school. It was my first home opener in 2013, which is crazy to think about. But home openers in St. Louis, they're a spectacle. I mean, they're an event. You got the Clydesdales. You got an all-day parade. Like, it's a highlight of the city. Everybody gets excited. So I go to the game, and we're in the control room beforehand. And talking with Craig Wilson over there and Jared Hawkup, who's there in the work in the control room, and they're like, hey, yeah, you can hang out in here or, you know, go to the room next door here. But once the first pitch is thrown out, you're going to have to get out of that room next door. And I'm like, why? What do you mean? He goes, that's where all the Hall of Famers hang out during the game.
Oh, man.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So here's the first pitch, and I'm like, all right, I kind of want to see him. You know, I kind of want to see Tony La Russa walk in here and Ozzie Smith. But I snuck out of there, and I'm kind of standing in the hallway, and sure enough, they're all walking in their red jackets.
So you did see him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Goosebumps.
That's got to be a heck of an experience.
Yeah, it was awesome.
How about your favorite team is the Cardinals? What about a time where you got to see maybe a favorite baseball player of yours in action in person? Because I always know that's a lot different than seeing them on TV.
Yeah, so this involves one of our customers, the Rangers. I went to a game, it was probably 2 or 3 years ago, and Chuck Morgan, who's vice president over at the Rangers, works, he's a PA for Globe Life Park, and I show up at the game, and he kind of gives me this smirk. He goes, "I know why you're here." I go, "Why is that?" He goes, "Your boy Albert's playing today," because Albert was playing with the Angels, and I hadn't had a chance to see him since the trade, so okay. Or since he left in free agency, so... kind of a funny story, but I mean, to segue into it, Albert, you know, he came on, what was it, 2000, 2001? I mean, in the prime of my baseball watching, you know, I was a kid, you know, you're glued to the Cardinals and you get to watch him play for your favorite team for 10 plus years
right.
and perform at the level he did, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. And not to mention his off-field, you know, nonprofit and all the work he does off the field is amazing.
How does that work with customers? So once you get to know them, everyone has their favorite teams, favorite players. Have you ever run into a situation where, I mean, they don't really hold it against you. If you're a fan of a different team and you walk in there, even though they're a customer?
Well, it's a great question. And I tread lightly with it still. You know, the Rangers is one of my major league customers. Well, 2011, the Rangers and Cardinals played. Mm-hmm. So I was very hesitant to let it be known that I was a Cardinal fan because I don't want to, you know, create any sort of animosity there. I mean, they're a Daktronics customer first, and I want to get to know them. I don't, you know. But at the end of the day, what you find out, people in baseball. They love the sport. Mm-hmm. They love to talk baseball. Right. They love to be around it. So if they find out you like baseball, that just leads into further conversations. And it's been fun. The Rangers have been great to work with. And, you know, we've talked about Game 6 and 7 in the 2011 World Series. And it turned into, where were you at? What were you doing? What was your experience? And it just really good storytelling and building relationships.
I think that's one of those things when you're on the business side of sports, too. You're not as much as like this. You may have a rivalry, but you don't actually hold a grudge against someone. Because even when they do come back here for those MLB user groups at Brookings here, I know that they'll always do like laughing jabs at each other, but no one's ever really serious. They laugh it off.
I'm glad you brought up the user group. That's one of my favorite things to do every year. It was about 4 years ago, I think, we had the MLB user group back in Brookings, and we were all out to dinner one night, and I asked about two or three of the operators, you know, what's your favorite baseball memory? As you can imagine, they're at every game. They probably grew up a fan of baseball, so they're just full of, a huge library to choose from. And I'm not kidding you, that group of four turned into a group of 15, turned into a group of 20, and we were going around a circle, and it went from everything from Hank Aaron's record-breaking home run to Mark Burley's perfect game, and I'm just sitting here like getting goosebumps hearing these stories from all these operators. It was one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
You can imagine to have just a microphone going during that entire time. You probably would have told the stories a little bit differently, but...
Yeah, probably. Probably wouldn't elaborate as much if they knew that they were being recorded. Well, Kyle, thanks for joining us today. We know you do a lot more than just work with baseball customers, but it was great to sit down and chat some baseball with you.
Yeah, no, guys, I really appreciate it. Like I said, it's my favorite sport to watch, and I've been spoiled with the Cardinals, but thanks for having me, and go Redbirds.
Kyle.
Thanks. Thank you for listening to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. For more information, visit www.daktronics.com.